We will resume agenda item 14 on relations between Codex and OIE. We have heard the clarification from the legal counsel on the legality of the point one, which we discussed earlier. I'd like now to open to the floor for any comments. Sorry, before I give to the floor to any member delegate, I'd like to share with you how we're going to go this afternoon. We have several more agenda items, and I really hope to get your cooperation and support. If we can facilitate the progress on this work, we are able to finish the meeting today, and that means an off for members tomorrow, or you can participate in the other activities. So I really hope to get your cooperation and support. With that, I'll give the floor to member countries who wish to speak on this item. Portugal, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Portugal, on behalf of the member states of the European Community, are the opinion that cooperation between OIE and the Codex Committee Commission should be further strengthened. Therefore, the member states of the European Community are strongly in favour of updating the existing agreements between FAO and WHO and OIE to facilitate the establishment of a formal agreement between the OIE and the Codex Alimentarius Commission, paying full attention to the legal and practical implications. Madam Chair, Dr. Vallet, Director-General of OIE, in his presentation, has also outlined a number of important issues where the OIE and the Codex can contribute effectively. The member states of the European Committee would strongly encourage the Codex to accept these invitations to work together. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Portugal, for that observation. Other member countries? Jordan, you have the floor, please.
شكرا سيدتي الرئيسة. هنا يدعو الأردن إلى ضرورة مشاركة المنظمة الدولية لصحة الحيوان بشكل نشط في الأعمال الفنية للدستور الغذائي، وخاصة في لجان متبقيات الأدوية البيطرية ولجنة صحة وسلامة الغذاء إلى آخره، وأن يتم تحديد الأعمال الفنية المشتركة بين الدستور الغذائي والمنظمة الدولية لصحة الحيوان تمهيدا لدراسة كيفية القيام بعمل مشترك. كذلك توسيع مجال التعاون بين الدستور الغذائي والمنظمة الدولية لصحة الحيوان ليشمل التعاون على مستوى لجان تنسيق الدستور الغذائي، أي بمعنى مشاركة مكاتب الـ OIE في الأعمال الفنية ذات الاهتمام المشترك في تلك الأقاليم. شكرا سيدتي.
Thank you, Jordan, for the observation. Japan, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. we consider that it is very important to continue the cooperation with OIE. The ongoing cooperation is proceeding very well along with the current existing arrangements. Therefore, we think we should continue the ongoing cooperation along with the recommendations of the 55th Executive Committee and based on the guidelines on cooperation between Codex and international intergovernmental organizations. However, we do not see the need to make more formal or official arrangements. If such additional arrangements are necessary, we think a clear proposal specifying its need, scope, or content should be submitted and examined by CCGP or relevant committees and the Commission. Moreover, we do not support the idea of the elaboration of a joint standard. This option was extensively discussed at the 21st extraordinary session of CCGP and denied in view of practical difficulties. And as regards the joint conference on traceability, we did not fully understand its intention. So maybe a more clear proposal should be submitted in order for us to understand the intention of OIE. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan, for the observation. We are now still on point one regarding the facilitating the agreements between FAO, WHO, and OIE. We'll come back to point two in a while. Can I get Argentina, you have the floor.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Argentina coincide en que el incremento de la actividad conjunta entre el Codex y la OIE es muy importante para lograr coherencia entre las decisiones de ambas organizaciones y además porque consideramos que es fundamental llevar adelante una actividad que permita facilitar el comercio internacional en la adopción de las decisiones que tomen ambas organizaciones. Por otra parte, Argentina quiere expresar que el gobierno ha aceptado gustoso el ofrecimiento de la OIE para llevar adelante este congreso sobre identificación de ganado y trazabilidad en el año 2009. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, for the observation. Canada, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we are doing nationally, the ongoing cooperation between the Codex activities and the OIE activities are of great importance to us as we enable our standard-setting role. Although we are not in a position to judge whether an agreement is necessary to be able to achieve closer cooperation between our organizations, we are very definitely committed to building this strong relationship. And as that relationship builds and is more formalized, we can further explore whether there's a need for a legal basis for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada, for the observation. Chile, please, you have the floor.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Nosotros también apoyamos la mayor coordinación y mayor trabajo conjunto entre el Codex y la OIE, por una parte, en términos de coherencia con el paraguas del acuerdo de medidas sanitarias y fitosanitarias, y por otra parte, para que los países miembros que están en pro de integrar sus sistemas en la modernización puedan tener buenas referencias conjuntas. Pensamos que si es necesario desarrollar algún tipo de formalidad, se llame plan de trabajo o como se llame, pero va a ser necesario en la medida que vayan aumentando los distintos temas conjuntos, que se tenga que hacer una priorización de ellos. Y por tanto, en ese momento va a ser necesario desarrollar un programa de acción. Estamos de acuerdo con lo manifestado por el por el presidente de la OIE, que ya ha venido en sucesivas reuniones acá demostrando el interés de esa organización en poder tener coordinación con el CODEX, en priorizar la parte de certificación, que ha hecho un trabajo ya con el CCFIX, y en el caso de la Salmolena y Campylobacter. También nos parece que sería importante que ambas entidades se coordinaran en lo que para algunos de ellos, para nosotros como CODEX, se está manejando a nivel de la Organización Mundial de Comercio, del Acuerdo Sanitario y Fitosanitario, en el campo del análisis de riesgo, como es la compartimentalización, y en la OIE se maneja en el principio de regionalización. Creemos que tiene que haber un acuerdo entre ambas entidades a futuro para ver cómo vamos a hablar el mismo idioma. Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chile, for the observation. Next, I have Arithia. The floor is yours, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, we welcome the cooperation between in the Codex with the OIE. However, the director in his presentation, he emphasized the importance of certification. In many occasions, certification is considered as a barrier for trade. Who will be the custodian of the certification? And what will be the charge? For example, in fish trade, you have to get a license or to be certified to have market. In some occasions, there are some countries who put the certification. So in Codex, we should give more emphasis to setting standards. In their competence, they may contribute to that standards on animal health aspects. But on certification, unless very specific and clear what he means, the director, that leaves a room for our observation. So may you please ask the director what he means by certification and how, who is going to provide the certification, in what criteria. Thank you.
Thank you, Eritrea, for the observation. New Zealand, please, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be very brief on this. We welcome and support the ongoing involvement of OIE in the various standards development activities in Codex. We have already, as the Secretariat had pointed out, new procedures which strengthen the involvement of other intergovernmental bodies, and OIE plays such a pivotal role in this in the area of addressing risks across the whole of the food chain. So we'll welcome and support that. On the issue of formal agreement, we noted the comments of the legal counsel of FAO. The impression we got from listening to that explanation was that the current agreement appears to be working well. In principle, we are supportive of strengthening agreement, but as Canada had pointed out, it would be helpful to identify how a new agreement will assist in strengthening the cooperation between the two organizations. So we welcome and support strengthening relationship between OIE and Codex. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand, for the observation. United States of America, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States certainly supports increased cooperation between Codex and OIE. We believe that OIE should be an active participant in the Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification in its work. OIE should also contribute to Codex work on antimicrobial resistance through active participation in the Committees on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Food and the Committee on Food Hygiene. Likewise, we believe OIE should participate in the Food Hygiene Committee on issues of foodborne pathogens linked with animal production, i.e. salmonella. We would leave it, however, to the Secretariats to determine the appropriate framework for cooperation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for the observation. Italy, you have the floor, sir.
Berda.
Merci. Merci, Madame la Présidente. C'est dans l'expérience quotidienne, dans chaque pays, je crois, que la coopération entre les services vétérinaires et les services de santé publique est fondamentale pour avoir une sécurité sanitaire des aliments, et c'est ce que au service est demandé de la part des consommateurs et aussi des politiciens qui sont responsables du secteur. Et dans ce sens, le conseil de les garanties qu'on doit avoir de l'étable à la table, c'est quelque chose que sans doute peut avoir une concrète garantie de sécurité s'il y a une coopération entre ceux qui sont responsables du contrôle à l'étable et ceux qui sont l'OIE, dans ce cas les services vétérinaires, et ceux qui sont responsables du contrôle à la table, les services de santé publique et le Codex Alimentarius. C'est pour cette raison que nous pensons que la coopération entre les deux organisations internationales, c'est très important, et nous souhaitons qu'il y ait un renforcement de cette coopération dans les sujets qui ont été cités dans le rapport de M. Valla, le directeur général de l'OIE. Merci.
Thank you, Italy, for the intervention. Next, Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. نحن نرحب بتعاون أوسع مع المنظمة خاصة في الأنشطة المختلفة الخاصة بالتتبع ومقاومة الأمراض المنتقلة، ولكن قد يكون مفيدا أن يكون هناك مزيد من التعاون بين المنظمة العالمية لصحة الحيوان ومجموعة العمل الخاصة بتقييم مأمونية الأغذية المنتجة بواسطة GMOs تحديدا Transgenic Animals، إضافة إلى الحيوانات التي تم معاملتها بعقاقير مهندسة وراثيا. شكرا سيدة الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt, for the observation. Any other members wishing to take the floor? Republic of Korea, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Republic of Korea supports the strong and productive relationship between OIE and Codex. Korea, as the host country of Antimicrobial Resistance Task Force, is willing to contribute to the cooperation between two international organizations. Thank you, Madam.
Republic of Korea, thank you for the observation. Singapore, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Singapore fully supports and welcomes the strengthening of the cooperation between the two international standard-setting bodies, which are referred to by the WTO. The involvement of the OIE in Codex has enhanced the assurance of food safety throughout the entire food chain, from production to consumption. It has also helped to avoid any potential duplication of efforts by leveraging on the strengths of both organizations to the benefit of the world. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Singapore, for your observation. Other member countries wishing to take the floor? Central African Republic, you have the floor, sir.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Par rapport à la déclaration de l'OIE, je pense que nous ne pouvons que soutenir l'OIE dans des actions que voudrait bien mener le Codex à travers le monde. Car pour nous, l'OIE est l'élément essentiel en matière de diffusion des informations sur toutes les maladies animales y compris justement les maladies, les zoonoses, les maladies qui sont communes à l'homme et aux animaux, dont il est question maintenant dans nos discussions du Codex Alimentarius. Et en dehors de cela, l'OIE nous a toujours aidé, surtout les pays africains, nous qui sommes des pays africains, à en voir plus sur ce qui arrive comme maladie dans nos, sur nos territoires, et ils interviennent même en apportant beaucoup d'assistance en ressources humaines et tout, dans le domaine technique et sur d'autres domaines en matière de ces problèmes de maladie, non seulement en République centrafricaine, mais dans les pays subsahariens et je pense aussi dans toute l'Afrique. Donc pour nous, l'OIE doit nécessairement avoir une bonne collaboration avec le Codex Alimentarius pour permettre justement cette imbinaison de connaissances en matière de maladies communes aux hommes et aux animaux, qui d'ailleurs pour l'Afrique est un fléau très grave puisque les conditions hygiéniques ne sont pas toujours réunies dans plusieurs pays. C'est à cause de ça que vous voyez qu'il y a des maladies, que les hommes meurent beaucoup, qu'il y a telle maladie en Afrique. Donc pour nous, l'OIE, vraiment la collaboration est tellement souhaité et nous soutenons justement tous ceux qui sont pour que l'OIE soit bien imbiné dans toutes les activités du Codex Alimentarius. Je vous remercie, madame.
Thank you for the observation. I'd like to invite Australia. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Australia strongly supports the collaboration between Codex and OIE, particularly the Animal Product Food Safety Working Group and other relevant Codex committees, and we continue to support strengthened collaboration between participants in OIE and Codex at the national level. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Australia, for the observation. And I'd like to invite Switzerland. You have the floor, madam.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Switzerland welcomes and supports the good relations and cooperation between the Codex Alimentarius Commission and OIE, and we are of the opinion that this cooperation should be strengthened further. Switzerland fully supports the intervention made by Portugal on behalf of the European communities, as well as the other delegations which have expressed support for strengthening this cooperation and collaboration. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you, Switzerland. Other members who wish to take the floor? I now like to give the floor to IFAH. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. IFA believes that it is entirely appropriate to update the existing arrangements between Codex and OIE. The significant role of OIE in ensuring health and welfare of animals worldwide is fundamental in guaranteeing human health and consumer safety, and therefore OIE's role should jointly be responsible for establishing such standards. The areas of collaboration highlighted by Dr. Vallat in his address to the Commission a testament to the value and usefulness of greater harmonization in setting standards by the two organizations. Therefore, IFA believes a formal agreement between Codex and OIE to generate a sound cooperation is now very timely. We take note of the intervention by the legal services of FAO, but we don't believe that maybe status quo should prevail and would encourage investigation into how such a more formalized arrangement can be arrived at. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you for the observation. Now I wish to give the floor to OIE, please.
Okay. Okay. Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je voudrais d'abord remercier toutes les délégations pour l'intérêt qu'ils accordent au renforcement de la collaboration entre le Codex Alimentarius et l'OIE dans l'intérêt de la communauté internationale, et leur dire que leur position nous motive pour améliorer cette collaboration. Je voudrais réagir à l'avis qui a été donné par le conseiller juridique de la FAO et me féliciter qu'il considère que l'accord actuel avec la FAO permettrait de renforcer cette collaboration. Je voudrais néanmoins faire remarquer que l'accord qui nous lie avec l'OMS, nous ne pensons pas qu'il nous permette de renforcer cette collaboration, car la référence à la sécurité sanitaire des aliments n'existe pas. Le principal problème, c'est de trouver une formule qui nous permettrait de développer dans certains champs particuliers des normes communes entre l'OIE et le Codex. Donc toute formule juridique qui autoriserait cette évolution, bien entendu, serait la bienvenue de notre part, et nous pensons particulièrement au problème de l'antibiorésistance. Nous pensons au problème des salmonelloses et des campylobactérioses au niveau des animaux d'élevage et de leurs produits. Et nous pensons aussi aux liens qu'il convient d'établir au niveau de la traçabilité entre l'animal vivant et le produit d'origine animale, où nous avons une zone grise entre l'OIE et le Codex. Nous avons un pont, et nous pensons que seules des normes communes nous permettraient d'assurer ce lien entre la traçabilité de l'animal vivant et de son produit. Et je voudrais enfin répondre à la question du délégué de l'Érythrée qui a demandé ce que nous entendions par certification. Nous entendons par certification l'élaboration des documents qui accompagnent les animaux ou les produits lorsqu'ils franchissent les frontières, des documents sanitaires. Et vous savez qu'aujourd'hui, il y a deux certifications différentes. Il y a celle qui concerne la certification au regard des maladies animales, et il y a celle qui concerne la sécurité des produits au regard de la santé, mais aussi d'autres critères. Et nous souhaitons travailler avec le Codex pour uniformiser les certificats, pour qu'ils soient plus sûrs et qu'il y ait moins de contraintes administratives lors de leur élaboration, notamment au profit des pays en développement. Je vous remercie, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Dr. Vallée, OIE, for that intervention. I'd like now to give the floor to the legal advisor.
Much, madam. I note that there is strong support to the increased cooperation between Codex and OIE, and I should like to mention that there has always been substantial cooperation between FAO, at least, and OIE, because we, in fact, have a cooperation agreement which was concluded for the first time, I think, in the late 40s, and which was amended recently. So this is not in question, and we are clearly in favor of reinforced cooperation with OIE to the extent practicable and within the limits under which we work. So that is clearly, I can certainly share that position of the Commission. I should like only to make through you two observations to the members, is that in defining any scheme or any future scheme for cooperation with the OIE, we must be very much aware that FAO and WHO, which I represent here also in dealing with this particular subject matter, that we are organizations of the United Nations system, this is a meeting of the United Nations, and there are certainly a number of limitations that flow from that that status. That being said, we are prepared to identify all practical issues that deserve a specific treatment and see what we can do to settle them. So in devising any future formula, we need to start from the real needs and the facts and the practical problems, and then we are prepared to study any solution that could be accommodated within the system. Thank you very much, Madam.
Thank you, legal counsel. I'd like to conclude here by putting a summary here. WHO.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I just wanted to let the meeting know that, of course, there has been collaboration between OIE and WHO in these areas for a very, very long time. In relation to antimicrobial resistance, as was mentioned by the Director General of OIE, we have had collaboration since 1999, and we have had strengthened collaboration since the discussions here in the Codex Forum about setting up a task force. We have had a number of joint OIE, FAO, WHO expert consultations in relation to antimicrobial resistance, and I think it's a very good example of how we can move ahead together in a better way than what we did before. In relation to food safety in general, WHO has been a member of the food safety group of OIE for I think 3 or maybe 4 years now. And I believe that the collaboration in the food safety area is also excellent. We are always open to have strengthened collaboration, and at the moment there's a lot of discussion going on in relation to avian influenza about strengthened collaboration. I might remind the Commission here that just now we have negotiated with Canada a major project where we have support going to OIE and FAO from WHO. This is extra budgetary support from Canada. So again, it's an example of very efficient collaboration where we move as one, also in relation to external donors. Of course, finally, I would like to remind everyone that whatever can be done to improve also in the text of agreements, the situation, we are all for that. But we believe that the most important thing is what we do, not what is written down. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. I'd like to summarize here. I see that there is general support to further strengthen cooperation between Codex and OIE. I'd like to put to the Commission this proposal that the Commission notes that there is substantial cooperation between Codex and OIE, and there is a need to further strengthen this collaboration. That the Commission recommends FAO and WHO to study the possibility to review or update FAO and WHO agreements with OIE as may be required. And finally, the Commission requests the Secretariat to identify in cooperation with the legal officers and other concerned members of the Codex Alimentarius Commission any practical problems affecting the cooperation with OIE that may need to be addressed. I'd like to put that proposal to the Commission whether that is acceptable as a conclusion. Seeing none, the proposal is accepted. Thank you. The second point that we had on this item was the request by OIE for Codex to co-host an international conference on traceability in 2009. On this point, I would like to invite the Secretariat to respond to this.
Madam Chair, on this point, I would like to refer to the same constraint that was raised during the previous point. That is to say, the lack of legal personality on the part of Codex to host this very important event. And of course, seeing the general and strong support
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. Sometimes communication is a challenge. I was about to reply to the Madam Chair by saying that Codex Alimentaricus Commission as such has no legal personality and is bound to operate within the framework of its statutes, and it is not the best suitable body to parrainage this important event coming up in Argentina on traceability, where the interest of Codex joins the interest of the OIE. However, the Secretariat, if we receive the communication from OIE, will try to convey the message to the relevant officers of the Commission or the Codex subsidiary bodies working in close cooperation with OIE on that subject to participate on their personal capacity to the event and contribute the expertise that was developed within Codex. So this is one solution or answer to the question. And secondly, the OIE could possibly approach FAO and WHO and agree upon the arrangements that would enable that important conference to happen. And this conference to receive due inputs from the Codex system on technical matters. I think that is as much as I could say on this subject. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. With that, we will leave this agenda item. We'll go to the next item. Relation between Codex and intergovernmental organizations other than OIE. I will invite several representatives from other IGOs to make brief statements. First, I would like to invite Ms. Sarah Ayerel from the Agriculture and Commodity Division, WTO, to provide a statement. Ms. Ayerel, please.
Okay, apparently it's a better mic.
The report on the relevant activities of the WTO, covering the period from January 2006 through April 2007, can be found in CAC/30/5. Given the time constraints, I'd like to just add a few points which were not contained in this report, including a number of issues which came up during the SPS committee meeting, which was held just last week. I would first like to highlight an issue related to transparency. There will be a workshop on transparency on 15th of October, right before the upcoming meeting of the SPS committee. Members are invited to submit any proposals they may have regarding modifications of recommended procedures for implementing the transparency obligations of the SPS agreement by mid-September. In this way, such proposals can be considered during the workshop and the subsequent committee meeting. I would like to refer to one such proposal which is already on the table and which might interest Codex Commission members in light of their discussions on how to monitor the use of Codex standards. The proposal recommends that members notify all new or modified regulations that are based on, conform to, or are substantially the same as the content of international standards if they are expected to have a significant effect on trade. The obligation in the SPS agreement is for members to notify new or modified SPS regulations whenever the content of such a regulation is not substantially the same as the content of an international standard. However, a number of delegations have indicated that the mere act of changing an SPS regulation can affect trade, regardless of whether or not that change is based on international standards. In supporting the above proposal, they have pointed to potential improvements in transparency, predictability, compliance, and monitoring. At the same time, one delegation has expressed concerns about creating inconsistencies between the text of the SPS agreement and this proposal to revise the recommendations of the committee on this matter. Discussions on this issue will continue during the October meeting of the SPS committee. Now I would like to move on to a second issue, and that is the issue of private standards. The issue of private standards was first raised at the SPS committee meeting held in June 2005 in the context of market access difficulties related to a Europe Gap standard, a private standard on bananas. Since then, members have shown interest in learning more about private standards. A first information session with representatives of UNCTAD and Europe Gap was held in October 2006 on the margins of the SPS committee. At the SPS committee meeting of March 2007, the committee continued its discussions based on a number of submissions, including a secretariat background document, which might also be of interest to this commission's members, and this is contained in GSPS Gen 746. In response to a request from the committee, a day-long information session on private standard was held last week on the 25th of June. The day-long event included presentations from a variety of standard-setting entities and from international organizations. The presentations from that day are now all available on the SPS gateway of the WTO webpage. Issues discussed and questions raised in the committee on this matter have included the following. Private standards setting up stricter requirements, such as lower MRLs, than those found in national or international standards. The relationship between private standards and official government regulations. The relationship between private standards and international standards, including the effect of private standards on the efforts to harmonize SPS measures at the international level. And the relationship between private standards and the SPS agreement and the TVT agreement. Considering the international trade implications of private standards, many delegations have asked for this issue to remain on the agenda of the SPS committee. Therefore, this issue will be taken up again during the October meeting of the committee. However, there are diverging views in the SPS committee as to whether and to what extent the SPS agreement could be used to impose legal disciplines on private standards. I should also indicate that there has not been any specific issue discussion on the issue of private standards in the TBT committee. A third issue I would briefly like to highlight is the review of the SPS agreement. In the context of the secondary review of the implementation of the SPS agreement, members had submitted proposals for further work on several issues. At its meeting in February 2007, the committee decided to give priority to two issues for further consideration: the use of ad hoc consultations and the relationship of the SPS committee with the Codex, OIE, and the IPPC. On the latter issue, a secretariat background note circulated as document GSPS Gen 775 served as basis for discussions during the committee meeting of last week. The lack of coordination at the national level among contact points of the four entities, the importance of monitoring the use of international standards, and the need to avoid duplication of work among the relevant entities were among those issues raised by members. Lastly, I would just like to indicate that the tentative dates set for the meetings of the SPS committee in 2008. This is also in an effort to harmonize our meeting schedules. The dates are the 2nd and 3rd of April, then the 25th and 26th of June, and that is right before the meeting of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and the third meeting on the 15th and 16th of October. And one very final point I would like to make relates to technical assistance, on which you can find more information in the document submitted. And just to thank the Codex Secretariat for their ongoing active participation in WTO regional and national workshops on the SPS and sometimes also on the TBT agreements. Looking ahead, we will have our third specialized two-week course on the SPS agreement to be held in French in October 2007, with the close collaboration of the French Ministry of Agriculture and the Codex Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, WTO, for providing us that very useful information. I'd like to confirm now if the representative from IEA is present to make a statement.
Okay.
In view that the representative from IEA is not present, we would just note the information on activities of the joint FAO-IEA program on nuclear techniques in food and agriculture relevant to Codex work as in document CAC/30INF6. Now I would like to invite Mr. Federico Castellucci, Director General of the OIV, to provide a statement. Mr. Castellucci, the floor is yours, sir.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson, and I would like to thank for this invitation. See, I would like to thank for this invitation, and also I would like to send the best wishes of our organization to representative of FAO and representative of WHO who are present here, and my best cheers to all the delegations which are present here, many of which are of members which are part of organization itself, and of course also to the Secretary General. Now, the International Organization of Vine and Wine and the Codex Alimentarius have coexisted over the past years, and Codex delegates are perhaps heard of presentation made by OIV representatives during their meetings while not knowing precisely the type of organization. The OIV is a smaller independent sister organization of FAO, which was established in 1924 as an intergovernment organization in charge with scientific and technical issues affecting the wine and wine-based products of the sector, particularly wine, table grapes, and raisins. This organization, which has cooperated with FAO since 1948, was reconstructed and consolidated on a new legal basis on a treaty in Paris on the 3rd of April 2001. The 47 member states and observers obviously represent a major share of producers' countries, but also a significant part of consumer countries. To give you an example, the head of our Metal of Analysis Commission is a representative from Finland, and the Consumer Council is always very welcome at OIV. This balanced approach is supported by the exclusive recourse to consensus concerning the drawing up of standards and international guidelines. As stated in our Article 1 of our Agreement of 2001, the OIV shall be an intergovernmental organization of a scientific and technical nature, of recognized competence for its work concerning vines, wine, wine-based beverages, grapes, raisins, and other vine products. The OIV can be represented as a vertical codex committee in charge of wine and wine-based products. To this effect, the OIV defines products, sets recommended limits in terms of additives and contaminants, determines method of analysis of musts and wines, promotes labeling standards, and drops guidelines in the interests of both producer and consumers. Since the decision made by the Cossacks Alimentarius Commission in 1974 not to draw up standards of wine, I'm very pleased that the relations between our two organizations have always been fruitful. There are numerous cross-references which the OIV has contributed to. I shall cite three examples to illustrate the point. The Codex Committee on Contaminants in Food, the Draft Code of Practice for the Prevention and Reduction of Ochratoxin contamination, Ochratoxin A contamination in wine. Prior to the 38th session of CCFAC, the resulting discussion paper on OTA in wine, which had been prepared by an electronic working group led by the European Community, with the assistance of Chile, France, Italy, Morocco, UK, FIVS and OIV, was studied, an ad hoc group on contaminants and toxins in food. In accordance with a guideline on cooperation within the Codex Alimentarius Commission, an international intergovernment organization, in the drafting of standards and related texts, adopted by the Codex Alimentarius on the 28th session in July 2005, the CCFAC discussed the fact that a standard adopted by the member state of the OIV could be used as a basis for preparing the proposed draft code. Having ascertained its willingness, the committee agreed to entrust the OIV the initial drafting of the code of practice, subject to approval of the Codex Alimentarius Commission of the new work, based on an existing standard on the code of sound vitivinicultural practice in order to minimize level of ochratoxin A in vine-based products, which was adopted by the OIV member states in October 2005 in an extraordinary assembly. It was resolved that, in the event of approval, the proposed draft code of practice will be circulated for comment at step 3 and considered at the next session of CCFAC. The 29th session of the Codex Alimentarius approved the elaboration of a code of practice for the prevention and reduction of ochratoxin A in wine, and new work for the new Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods. During the first session of April 2007 in Beijing, the new Codex Committee on Contaminants was invited to discuss the proposed draft code of practice for the prevention and reduction of ochratoxin in wine, prepared by OIV. The provision of the existing OIV code had been amended in order for the scope of the Codex document to be limited to wine only, and in order to include a specific statement related to the use of this code for regions only where OTA has been found at significant level in wine. And the code was adopted Monday, July the 2nd, from you. Then, as far as the Codex Committee on Additives and Food is concerned, the OIV takes an active part also in work of the additive code COMEX on food additives, in particular during the discussion concerning the food additive provision of the Codex General Standard for Food Additives, in particular for the grape wines category and its subcategories. A few years ago, the OIV was one of the principal actors at the origin of the revision of the food category system, in particular by differentiating the category grape wines and the category wines other than from grapes. COMEX Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, that's another activity, because we deal from everything which comes out of a vineyard, whether it's fermented or non-fermented. draft code standard for table grapes, the 12th session of the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables considered a draft code standard for table grapes and made a number of consequential amendments to bring the text into line with previous decision taken applicable across Codex standards for fresh fruits and vegetables. The committee based its discussion on the outcome of the deliberation of the working group on table grapes that met in Santiago, Chile, in February 2006. The delegation of Chile led the working group. Under the 13th session, the committee focused in its discussion on the finalization of Section 212 maturity requirement and 3.1 minimum batch weight, so that a complete document could be forwarded to the Codex Alimentarius Commission for final adoption of Step 8. At this meeting, the OIV provided a scientific and technical document giving an important contribution to the final redaction of this Codex standard, at least we so believe. Moreover, the different principles established by the Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification System adopted by the Commission are taken into account in the discussion and in the elaboration of the OIV draft resolution related to traceability guidelines in the vitivinicultural sector, which have been adopted by the OIV member state during the last General Assembly in June 2007 in Budapest. This demonstrates the interest that the OIV has in the works of the Codex and also the need for our two organizations to coordinate and cooperate in the fields of common interest. Nowadays, as international standards have become increasingly important with the mechanism set up by the WTO, relation between the Codex Alimentarius and the vine and wine sector represented by OIV should be consolidated. Grape-based beverages are an integral part of foodstuff and constitute an increasing part of international trade. One of our every three bottles is currently consumed outside of its country of origin, and trade of vitivinicultural products for numerous countries is a significant part of the country export in terms of value. Moreover, the OIV, in relation to the FAO and its members' countries, would like to develop programs linked to the nutrient intake of table grape and raisin viticulture, particularly for developing countries. I'm sure that in the future, this fruitful cooperation between our organization will continue. For example, we are already working in the evaluation of GMO, rootstocks and vine plants. We will be pleased to cooperate also with the Ad Hoc Intergovernment Task Force on Food Derived from Biotechnology in order to assess the possible use of GMO in the table grapes, raisin, grape juice and wine sector. And I would like to finish saying that there is an old Japanese proverb which was suggested to me by a good old Japanese friend who says, it is better to see once than to hear 100 times. So I would invite all the members first to look at our website and then to come to visit us, because we are open at the service of the members and non-members for the fullest cooperation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, OIV, for that very useful information. To summarize on this item, I would like to thank all IGOs that had intervened, and the Commission notes the ongoing cooperation and express hope for further cooperation between Codex and other IGOs. With that, we'll leave this item. We'll go to the next item, which is relation between the Codex Alimentarius Commission and international non-governmental organizations. Secretary, please introduce this item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I hope delegations can hear me. It's okay. The relevant section of the document is paragraphs 12 through 16. And if you turn over, there is table 1. First, in accordance with Article 6, of the principles concerning the participation of international non-governmental organizations in the work of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, the Secretary reports to the Commission on the relations between Codex Commission and international non-governmental organizations. And to this end, we prepared information document number 2, document INF2, which lists all non-governmental observer organizations that are in currently have relations with us. This is a piece of information. Secondly, as is stated in paragraph 14 of the document, the Codex Secretariat has been mandated by the Executive Committee and the Commission to maintain contacts with the ISO Secretariat and report regularly to the Commission on ISO activities on relevance to Codex work. As a result, we contacted the ISO, and ISO kindly submitted an information document which is in INF8, available in two languages, English and French, that provide an overview of the links that exist between Codex and ISO and the areas where ISO sees that the Codex and ISO have some scope for cooperation or coordination. This document, possibly introduced by the delegate from ISO, I will not touch on this paper. Simply, I draw the attention of the table one of the main working document, which is sort of extract of the important pieces of work in the eyes of the Codex Secretariat in regard to the work in the area of common interest between between Codex and ISO. And I would simply flag the fact that the fourth item in this table, the ISO Final Draft International Standard 22005, Traceability in Feed and Food Chain, was very recently voted upon, and it was adopted by ISO. Probably this point could be confirmed by the representative of ISO. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary, for the introduction. I'd like to confirm if the representative from ISO is present here. Okay. I'd like to invite the representative of ISO to make a brief statement.
Merci beaucoup, Madame la Présidente. Je voulais juste rappeler donc que le rapport de l'ISO est contenu dans le document SCAC 30.1.8. L'ISO désire continuer la bonne collaboration que nous avons avec le Codex. Pour ce faire, et étant donné les récents changements de personnes responsables au sein des différents comités et sous-comités techniques de l'ISO, qui ont un lien avec l'alimentation et donc le Codex, notre but à court terme est d'impliquer ces nouvelles personnes dans les différentes commissions du Codex, dans une idée de coordination, d'harmonisation et afin d'éviter les duplications des travaux. Je vous remercie donc de bien vouloir donner à ces personnes le statut d'observateur dans chacune des commissions concernées. D'autre part, par rapport au rapport que nous avons fourni, je voudrais juste relever votre attention sur le fait que nous avons un nouveau comité technique ISO TC 234 concernant les pêches et l'aquaculture. Nous avons aussi une nouvelle publication publiée conjointement avec le CCI dont le titre est ISO 22000 Système de management de la sécurité des denrées alimentaires, liste de contrôle à l'usage des PME êtes-vous prêts ? Il s'agit d'un manuel concernant relatif à l'ISO 22000 qui sera utile aux petites entreprises, en particulier dans les pays en développement et les économies en transition, et les aidera à améliorer la part de marché de leurs produits agricoles et alimentaires sur les marchés mondiaux. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, ISO, for that intervention. I'd like to see if member delegates have burning questions that you want to ask at this point in time. I do not see United States.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I don't have any burning questions. I just have some thoughts on the ISO report, which we found to be very useful, and we really appreciated the comprehensive nature of it. We also wanted to note ISO's support in this report for the establishment of an ongoing and sustainable framework for collaboration between CODEX and ISO in order to enhance the mutual coordination of work and the elimination of duplication and contradictions. The United States supports the development of such a framework. The United States also encourages CODEX experts from member countries to become aware of ISO work on food safety to help ensure that ISO and CODEX standards are complementary. Finally, the United States would like to congratulate the national standards bodies from France and Brazil, AFNOR and ABNT, for taking over the leadership of ISO Technical Committee 34 on food products. We look forward to working with them through the U.S. National Standards Body, the American National Standards Institute, or ANSI, in ISO on food safety standards development. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States of America, for that observation. Brazil, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil would just thank the documents we have before us under this item. We would like to support the cooperation between CODEX and ISO and request for even further cooperation so that duplication would be avoided. We would like to express our satisfaction of co-hosting the ISO TC 34, and we would like to maybe to suggest that in order to strengthen the cooperation, the national focal points for CODEX and the national focal points for ISO could increase their contacts and their cooperation on the standards that they are developing. So that would be a practical way of strengthening cooperation. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Brazil, for that intervention. Chile, please, you have the floor.
Gracias, señora presidenta. También apoyamos lo dicho por Estados Unidos y por Brasil en el sentido de mejorar los programas de acción y no duplicar entre el CODEX y la ISO, así como lo puede también desarrollarse con otras organizaciones no gubernamentales que son observadores dentro del CODEX. Este fue un tema de bastante debate en la reunión pasada de la Organización Mundial de Comercio del Acuerdo de Medidas Sanitarias y Fitosanitarias, en que se estaba estableciendo un sistema paralelo de normas privadas, y sería bueno que entraran dentro del paraguas del CODEX, porque casi todas se referían a temas de calidad y de inocuidad. Voy a aprovechar, señora presidenta, de referirme al punto 11, ya que en la ocasión anterior no nos ofreció la palabra para referirnos a la cooperación con organizaciones gubernamentales. Al respecto, yo quería referirme a la OMC, y como dentro del objetivo 4 del plan estratégico que aparece en el Comité Ejecutivo, dice que debería reforzarse una acción con la Organización Mundial de Comercio. Desgraciadamente, como manifesté ayer, no quedó reflejado en las acciones del plan estratégico. Sin embargo, es necesario que quede en la parte programática, dado que el monitoreo de la norma internacional es esencial para este comité y es una labor del Comité de Medidas Sanitarias y Fitosanitarias. Muchos países somos miembros de ambos. Entonces se debe hacer un trabajo conjunto, una actividad en que se pueda monitorear hasta dónde se está usando o no se está utilizando la norma internacional. Es una necesidad de varios países y creo que debe considerarse. Al respecto mencionó la representante de la OMC que Canadá hizo ya una propuesta de notificar todo, no solo lo que difiera de la norma internacional. Y por tanto ese insumo podría ser un buen aporte para el Códex. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Ethiopia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ethiopia appreciates the effort of the Commission for to have the cooperation with ISO so that we can have an integrated work. For this, examples are, or certain deliverables are given from ISO. These are actually technical specifications and standards, which are the outcomes of the technical committees. I think that it's better also to have certain ideas or to have cooperations between the advisory committees of ISO, especially when you consider the interests of the developing countries. There are advisory committees on policy matters like DEFCO, which is Committee on Developing Country Matters. We have CASCO, which is a committee on conformity assessment, and COPULCO also, which is a committee on consumer policy. I think if you get certain ideas on this from these committees, it will be helpful for developing countries. The other thing which I'm interested to restate is that the relation of the Commission with WTO, it must be further strengthened. Because if you see the problems of developing countries, whether we like it or not, the market demands us to be the member of WTO. But we have lots of problems to be that. It's a mere wish for us. So we need many things, actually. We need many, you can say here, technical support, scientific support, and so on. To be a member, there is an agreement there, WTO-TBT agreement. So it may be difficult for us unless the Commission actually examines what that agreement needs and what that agreement demands from the developing countries. So I'm interested if you just pay an effort towards this condition. Thank you.
Thank you for the intervention. I'd just like to point out that we are the agenda item on international INGO. I have just take the last two interventions. Can you make a quick one, 30 seconds possibly? Just Cote d'Ivoire and followed by Dominican Republic, and we'll close this item. Thank you.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Nous pensons en Côte d'Ivoire qu'il faut soutenir cette idée de renforcement des relations entre les deux structures parce que parfois, à la base, on ne sent pas sur le terrain, on ne sent pas cette collaboration et il est important qu'au niveau central, on puisse donc mettre en place cette complémentarité pour qu'elle puisse descendre sur le terrain et renforcer le travail qui est fait sur le terrain. Merci.
Thank you, Cote d'Ivoire, for being very brief. Dominican Republic, you have the floor, sir.
Sí, República Dominicana saluda el interés del Códex Alimentario en fortalecer las relaciones interinstitucionales con otras organizaciones que tienen relación con su trabajo. Particularmente para nosotros es de mucho interés las relaciones del Códex con la ISO, la Organización Internacional para la Estandarización. Vemos aquí en el cuadro 1 que se presenta en el documento que estas relaciones en el comité giran alrededor básicamente de la familia de las normas ISO 22000. Sería interesante incluir como tema de trabajo de ese comité la nueva norma ISO sobre responsabilidad social, que si bien no tiene una relación directa con el tema de la inocuidad de los alimentos, la seguridad y la protección de los consumidores, sí está vinculada con el compromiso de los agentes institucionales del mercado para garantizar el cumplimiento de las normas en el ámbito alimentario. A modo de información, puedo decirle que en República Dominicana los más entusiastas participantes en el comité de la norma 29.000 sobre responsabilidad social de la ISO son precisamente agentes del ámbito de la producción de alimentos. Muchas gracias.
I see one last flag. France, you have the floor.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je serai très brève. Nous aussi, nous nous félicitons de la coopération avec l'ISO et nous voulons souligner, comme l'ont souligné certains intervenants précédents, que la complémentarité commence au niveau national. Évidemment, on parle ici de coopération entre la Commission du Codex et l'ISO, mais elle commence au niveau des instances nationales, des instances qui ont la responsabilité d'élaboration de la réglementation et qui donc travaillent dans le cadre de la Commission du Codex, et celles qui ont la responsabilité de la normalisation. Et pour en France, déjà, notre point de contact Codex associe systématiquement les responsables et points de contact de l'ISO. Je crois que ça peut être extrêmement productif de commencer cette coopération dès l'échelon national. Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, France, for that observation. Finally, I'd like to put to the Commission through my observation that there is general support for continued cooperation with ISO and that there should be continued cooperation between the national focal points of Codex and ISO to increase their cooperation at the national level. So the proposal will be for the Commission that the Commission supports continued cooperation and coordination with ISO to enhance mutual cooperation, to avoid duplication of work, and that there should be increased cooperation at the national level between the focal points of Codex and ISO, and that the Commission wishes to be informed on activities of relevance to Codex work. So I hope you can agree upon the conclusion on this item. Seeing no flag. Paraguay.
Sí, gracias, señora presidenta. Acogemos con beneplácito su sugerencia y además la felicitamos por el poder de síntesis que tiene la señora presidenta.
Thank you, Paraguay, for the support. We will leave this item and move on to the next item. Thank you. Distinguished delegates, I'd like to draw the attention that the Secretariat has reminded me that in order to finish the agenda items, we have 1 hour and 40 minutes to address two more agenda items, 15 and 16. Three more agenda items. So we could spend for the next two agenda items maximum of 40 minutes, just to remind delegates. Thank you. So the next agenda item is 15. FAO-WHO Project and Trust Fund for Enhanced Participation in Codex. The document is LNOM 07/30/9F Revision. I now would like to invite the representative from WHO, Mr. Jürgen Schlunz, to introduce this paper. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'd like to start off by thanking all the donors that have actually made it possible for the Trust Fund to help a lot of
developing countries participate in Codex work. I'd like to thank the donors in the past, and I'd like to thank the donors who will also contribute in the future. I'd like to maybe remind also the Commission that we heard also last year that even some of the developing countries might start to support the trust fund also. We have been very glad to hear that. This year, 244 delegates from 91 countries have been supported for participation in a number of different Codex meetings. Since 2006, we've been trying to look into what the effect has been of the Codex Trust Fund, because we would like to be able to document other effects than just seeing people in meetings. We also have a new study starting up here in 2007, looking at the linkages between increased participation in Codex and enhanced food trade opportunities and better food safety regulations in countries. The report of this last investigation will be available at the meeting that we have tomorrow about the Codex Trust Fund, tomorrow afternoon. And outside here on the table, there will be the summary available in the three languages, the summary of this report, and I would urge every one of you to actually have a look at that. It also seems that when we talk to donors about these new investigations and how we can improve the efficiency of the Codex Trust Fund and the participation in Codex, it seems that a number of donors are very positive to new ideas of trying to focus on how to strengthen the systems in the countries so that we have even better preparation for Codex meetings and so that we have even better implementation of whatever people come back from Codex with in the national level. We have a number of suggestions in the rather long report that we will be able to also discuss at the meeting tomorrow. I don't think I need to go through all the different numbers in this report. I'll just refer you all to the report, which is the agenda item 15, Alinom 0739F, revised. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, the representative from WHO. As mentioned by the representative from WHO, I'd like to draw your attention that there'll be an opportunity for discussion and information during the informal meeting on the Trust Fund on Friday afternoon, 6th of July. And in view of this, I'd like to kindly request delegates to make your intervention brief. I would like to draw the attention of the Commission to two issues which was highlighted in the paper, which is the problems identified from the study that eligible countries are not taking advantage of the support available from Trust Fund on page 3 of the document, and general recommendations arising from the biennial review aimed at strengthening the project and developing Codex on page 4 of the document. The Commission may wish to request the WHO, under the direction of the Consultative Group for the Trust Fund, to address these two issues. Firstly, provide recommendations on how to address the problems identified from the study that eligible countries are not taking advantage from the support available from the Trust Fund in terms of lack of information about the Codex Trust Fund and eligibility of countries for support, problems in the application process, including meeting deadlines, and adequate national resources to self-support participation at Codex meeting, and mostly countries in Group 3. And secondly, to further review and provide guidance on the implementation of the recommendations arising from the biennial review aimed at strengthening the project and developing Codex. With that, I wish to invite comments from delegations. Jamaica, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jamaica would just like to thank the Codex Trust Fund for their support and acknowledge their support for our delegation to two meetings this year. And we, however, would like to point out an error in the Alinom 0730/9F, where it is stated that Jamaica participated in the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. We did not actually participate in that meeting, and rather we had made a request for support to be given for participation in the Food Import Export System meeting in November of 2007. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamaica, and thank you for pointing out the error. I'm sure WHO will note that. Côte d'Ivoire, you have the floor, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je voudrais d'abord commencer par dire merci au Fonds fiduciaire pour tout ce qu'il fait pour soutenir les pays en voie de développement. Mais nous pensons qu'il faut peut-être revoir un peu le soutien qui est apporté aux pays, notamment dans le cadre du renforcement des capacités de ceux qui sont amenés à gérer le codex dans les différents pays, notamment la formation, et pourquoi pas venir peut-être sur le terrain de temps en temps pour nous aider à faire du plaidoyer auprès de nos États. Merci.
Thank you, Côte d'Ivoire, for the intervention. Brazil, please, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My delegation would first like to underline the positive results of the assessment of the impact of the trust fund and express support specifically to what is said in paragraph 4 of document 30/9F, which says that which expresses the importance of the holding of pre-meeting orientation sessions to assist the participation with the dynamics of Codex. Madam Chair, my delegation would also like to express that Brazil last year announced its intention to contribute to the trust fund. But for purely bureaucratic reasons, due to rules regarding the closure of the fiscal year, that contribution could not materialize last year. So Brazil is again taking steps to contribute to the trust fund. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil, for the observation. Tanzania, please.